Welcome back into the show on this Friday as we end this week, 1 week away from the Iron Bowl and the last weekend of the year for most teams, although some teams play the regular season into the championship weekend as well, but for the SEC anyway, this is the last two regular season weekends, and this week is very empty of a lot of intriguing matchups. There are some that could potentially be upset alerts, but other than that, not a whole lot of intrigue, and I'm joined today by David Sears, as he is with us every Friday as we head into the week. And Sears, it's all about the BCS now. You got LSU, Oklahoma State sitting atop, and then right behind them is where all the controversy comes in. You have Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, your top six, last four teams with a loss, top two undefeated. Now, if LSU and Oklahoma State win out, there's no discussion, but it's what happens if one of them loses that causes everybody to get in debate mode.
You don't want rematches. Well, let's say number three and number four, Oklahoma State goes, the Alabama or Oregon will slide up there to play LSU, and either one of those teams would have a rematch. And then I've heard some people say that they just want to vote Oklahoma because they don't want to see a rematch. Well, I thought it was about getting the two best teams in the championship game. Alabama and LSU had one of the biggest draws. It was just an absolute great game, slugfest, defensive game, because that's what they play. They play great defense and pretty good offense. And I think that would be fun to see a rematch, especially on what would probably be LSU very friendly crowd in New Orleans. If they just do that because they don't want to have a rematch, I think that's ridiculous. Now, you've got potential for chaos if Arkansas upsets LSU and Oklahoma upsets Oklahoma State, and you have 6 one-loss teams and Houston. Houston will be clamoring, saying, hey, we deserve our shot because we're undefeated. No one's going to give Houston any respect.
Guess what's not going to happen,
Yeah. But if you have 6 one-loss teams, it's going to be very interesting to see where it all shakes out. Hopefully, the way the BCS works, we'll be able to get a couple of matchups in BCS bowls. But if you have 3 SEC teams that are 1-loss, that's going to be a shame that only 2 of them get to go to major
bowls. It really
will
be.
If Arkansas pulls off the upset over LSU, that'll help. That should help Alabama go to the SEC championship game as the representative of the SEC West, which then beating Georgia, who should probably win out and probably be a top 10 BCS team, that would give Alabama another victory over a top 10 BCS squad. So that may help catapult them into the number one spot. But I know the people that despise BCS are praying for chaos and wanting 6 one-loss teams, because I guarantee you will be so much politicking, so much positioning, so much campaigning for why we should be in the national championship game. And you'll probably see ESPN play a huge factor with people like your Craig James and Brad Edwards saying this is how it should be. Craig James apparently has already made up his mind that Alabama doesn't deserve a shot at the national title, and that Arkansas, even though Alabama beat them by 24 points, should go over Alabama, which I find absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an Alabama fan. I'm saying that Alabama beat them by 24 points. It wasn't like a great close game like Alabama-LSU. It was a blowout. Alabama took control of the second quarter and gave up one touchdown in the third quarter and didn't give up any points in the fourth quarter. So I think Craig James is just full of it.
I think you're right. I think the biggest argument in this whole deal is against Oklahoma. You can make an argument for Oregon. They lost to LSU at a neutral site, and it was a 13-point game. That probably should have been a 20-point game, but we'll put Oregon aside right now. But Oklahoma, losing to Texas Tech and being down 31-7 in the second half to the Texas Tech team that has not beaten a decent opponent other than the Sooners this year and has lost in they were throttled last weekend by the Cowboys 66-6. So, in my opinion, Oklahoma has
like
no argument.
Texas went out for like 123-49 since that Oklahoma game.
Right.
They've been blown out every game. They were blown out by lowly Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they played a murderer's row of teams. They haven't beaten anybody of note, and it's just shocking that Oklahoma lost to them, and it's just a bad loss at home, by the way. They weren't in Lubbock. They were at home against Texas Tech in Norman on a Saturday night. Now, it was one of those weird games where we had a nearly 3-hour rain delay because of all the severe weather, but still,
that is just
a horrible, horrible loss.
From an Alabama perspective, Sears, and that's what you bring to this show, what needs to happen, in your opinion, most? I mean, you know, I think there's a chance both LSU and Oklahoma State could go down. But what do you think needs to happen most for Alabama to have a chance?
Alabama needs to win big these last two games. They need to blow out Georgia Southern like a 49-0 or 56-7 type thing, and they need to destroy Auburn. I'm not talking by like two or three touchdowns. I need they beat them by four or five. Try to match what LSU did. LSU beat them by 35. Alabama needs to do the same, if not top that 35 in Auburn. If Arkansas can upset LSU and Alabama gets to go to the SEC championship, Alabama needs to beat Georgia big, just absolutely obliterate Georgia. If they can do that, that should be enough on their resume to put them into the BCS. They also need to be big Penn State fans right now. Pray Penn State beats Ohio State this week and upsets Wisconsin next week. If they can do those two victories, that will help give them a very strong base, and that they have some quality wins over Arkansas, who beat LSU, and Penn State, who won, I think, the Leaders Division.
Yes.
Whatever ridiculous name that's called. And then if Penn State can go on to win the inaugural Big Ten Championship, that will help them as well. Then they'll have beaten the Big Ten champion
right
on their field.
Yeah.
And
that's a good
have
point.
Victories over Arkansas. And that, the sad part is the SEC is down this year. There really is no marquee victory outside of Arkansas for them in the SEC. I mean, Vanderbilt's played people tough, and Vanderbilt has potential to be a bowl eligible team. If they can win out, they can go 7-5, which will...
Well, and Auburn will be in the top 25, too, I think, when they play them. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. They're the only four-loss team in the BCS at like 22 or 23. So that'll help Alabama at the time, but Ole Miss was down this year. Mississippi State was down this year. They play from the East.
Well, in Mississippi State, they look down, but they really have lost to all good teams. They haven't lost, other than Auburn, that's the least best team they've lost to so far, but they've lost to South Carolina, Georgia, LSU, and Auburn.
Alabama, Florida, not really good. I think they were cheap clothing because they looked like they were going to be the next big thing, that Muschamp had them going in the right direction, and then after that Alabama debacle, they've been downhill ever since. So they were exposed. And then Tennessee hasn't really shown like they've done anything. They've gone to one of their last two games to become bowl eligible, and I get a pretty good feeling that when they play the Commodores this weekend, that dream will be squashed.
Mm-hmm.
We may,
I agree,
may have a difficult time for the SEC fulfilling all their bowl requirements.
Could be. Well, I think those are great points, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And let's shift our focus now to this coming week, and there are some interesting games. And like I said, a lot of teams could be upset this week, but there aren't a whole lot of games pitting big-time teams against big-time teams. It's just one of those holding weekends that we're waiting until everybody plays their big rival in either next week or the next. But let's start tonight, and it's number 2, Oklahoma State at Iowa State. Interesting game here. Iowa State, as you mentioned earlier, has had success against some teams, but not against others. But do they have any shot at home in Ames to upset Oklahoma State tonight?
I think they'll play them closer the first quarter, and then after that Oklahoma State offense will just come out and rip them to shreds. That Oklahoma State offense is pretty much firing on all cylinders right now. The only thing that's stopping them are dropped passes. Other than that, I mean, Iowa State, they played some people close, but I just don't see Iowa State going to give Oklahoma State much of a challenge.
No, I don't either. I agree with you. How about Nebraska? This is actually, ranking-wise, this is the best game of the weekend. Nebraska, number 16, going into Ann Arbor to play Michigan. I'm going to take the Cornhuskers in this one. They went into Penn State last week and sold me that they are a good team, because I thought that would be a really tough situation to win, and they pulled out the 3-point win, so I'm going to take them over Michigan in Ann Arbor this weekend.
I like Shoelace there. I think Michigan will be able to do well up there. It's in Ann Arbor. They'll have the momentum going for them. I think they're a 3.5-point favorite. I think that's just about right, and I like Michigan there being able to run the ball consistently on Nebraska, and then Denard Robinson being able to create with his legs, kind of what Tebow did last night, where if there's something open, the coverage is broken down, and he can just scramble and get about 10, 12 yards that way. So I like Denard Robinson leading Michigan to about a touchdown victory over Nebraska.
Any chance Georgia struggles with Kentucky this weekend? They're at home. If they win this game, they're obviously in Atlanta. If they don't, they're not, though. That's what's interesting about it, and it's sandwiched in between two big games for Georgia, Auburn and Georgia Tech next week. So any chance they overlook the Cats?
I don't think they're going to overlook Kentucky. I think they'll struggle, come out a little sluggish at first, but then start getting the momentum going in the second and third quarter. And by the time the fourth quarter rolls around, they can already start celebrating their SEC East Championship.
I think Alabama fans also need to be big Arkansas fans both this week and next week. They need Arkansas to beat Mississippi State. It's in Little Rock. It's on CBS at 2:30. Any chance Mississippi State hangs close with Arkansas?
Mississippi State plays really good defense, but their offense is just absolutely horrendous. Alabama not giving up such a long kickoff return, I don't think Mississippi State would have scored against Alabama last week. That defense is a force to be reckoned with. It's a really good defense. Arkansas is just too much for them. I like Arkansas probably about 31-7.
LSU, we've seen old Houston Nutt outcoach the Mad Hatter before. What a prime opportunity this would be with him trying to politic for another job around the country, as he will not be the Ole Miss coach next year. They have a number one LSU at home on ESPN under the lights. Everybody will be, well, a lot of people will be watching this game Saturday night for at least the first part of it to see if Ole Miss can hold him close. Any chance Houston Nutt can do what he has done time and time again before and play him close?
Well, LSU needs to remember that if you're going to throw a ball in the middle of the field with under 10 seconds left, you need to just go ahead and snap the next play. You don't need to try to spike it. Remember the clock management problems in 09. Don't think that's going to be fresh on LSU's mind, but LSU's defense will just absolutely destroy Ole Miss's offense. You saw what Alabama did to Ole Miss. I expect a lot of the same, probably like another 56-7, 52-7 type victory for LSU.
Vanderbilt, Tennessee, I think you gave this pick away earlier, but this would, we have to throw it in here because this could be a historic year for the Commodores. They could potentially get to 7 wins if they can win the last 2 games, but they're a favorite in Knoxville against Tennessee in the sport of college football. I like the Commodores to actually go into Neyland Stadium and embarrass Tennessee with a victory.
Well, that's true. Fun little stat. The last 7 games, Vanderbilt has been favored in. They're 6-1 as the favorite. So you got to like Vanderbilt. You got to think they're going to go in there. It's a 1.5-point favorite. They'll definitely cover that. Their defense is playing lights out, and I just like them. I don't believe Bray is back for Tennessee yet. So Tennessee it's a bad situation. But we'll probably see Vanderbilt win by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
Without Ryan Broyles, the Oklahoma Sooners offense will go in to Waco and try to play the Baylor Bears, led by Robert Griffin III. I'm going to take the Sooners in this one in a close game. You think Baylor can pull it off?
RG3, if he shows up, if he's the RG3 from the beginning of the season, yeah, has a shot. But I don't think they're able to do anything. Oklahoma's defense is playing all right. They're not playing great, but I think enough to shut down RG3. I like Oklahoma to win probably like a 35-21 type ball game.
Our final game, nobody really ever beats Oregon when they're good in Autzen Stadium in Eugene. USC, though, if anybody can, from the Pac-12, it is the Trojans. They go into Eugene this weekend, Saturday night, 7 o'clock Central on ABC. Lane Kiffin, Monty Kiffin's defense against that Oregon offense could be interesting. USC couldn't do it against Stanford, but can they go into Eugene and pull off the shocker?
USC's having problems with the state of Oregon. I believe it's going on 6 straight years they've lost a game in the state of Oregon, so I don't think they'll be able to break that streak right now. I like Oregon's offense against that false Smurf, not the Smurf, field curve, that's very conducive to the Oregon running game. The big for USC is banged up right now with the shoulder and knee injury, so we don't know how he'll do, if he'll even play at all. Barkley is a good quarterback. I just think that it's too much for USC to handle, and I like USC to give them all they can, but just come up short in the end with Oregon probably winning 42-28.
Our next thing is to pull an upset alert of the weekend, and who do you think can upset somebody? And you know what? I'm going to use it right here. I think the USC Trojans are going to go into Eugene, Oregon, and it's going to be a very hostile environment. It's going to be hard to play there, but USC's on probation. They've been kicked around. They've lost a couple of games I think they should not have lost, and Oregon is just very full of themselves last week after everybody's telling them how great they are after going into Stanford and destroying a vastly overrated Cardinal team. This week, I think Oregon is asleep, and USC is going to come in and hit them with a sledgehammer. And I think USC wins this one by double digits. I think they go in and stomp Oregon in Eugene.
Well, I can see that. I'll give you that, but I think that Clemson needs to be on upset alert against NC State. They're in Raleigh. The number is really small, especially Clemson's only a 7.5-point favorite. So you'd expect them, the way they've been playing, to put up a bigger number against that. But I think Vegas knows something. I like NC State to possibly upset Clemson. I think that'll be a very closely contested game. And I think if NC State can get into the fourth quarter, then NC State will win. So I'm going to put Clemson on upset alert with NC State.
Nice pick there. That's at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN, depending on where you live. You can watch that game. All right, Sears, before we go, we talked about the big picture in the BCS and how Alabama fits into it, but what about this weekend? They have a Georgia Southern team that is highly ranked in division in the FCS division playing the option run. They don't throw it a whole lot. In fact, they don't really throw it at all, but could they cause some problems for Alabama's very talented defense this week with a new look that they haven't seen yet? Talk about this matchup between Alabama and Georgia Southern.
Well, I gotta like Alabama because they're such a disciplined defense. It's very much to stop the option, you have to play your assignments. Your Mike linebacker takes the fullback dive, your defensive end takes the quarterback, and then your outside linebacker slash corner will take the pitch man. There are variations of how they can do it, but all it takes is one person to miss their assignment, and then you can have a big gain for the offense. But I think Saban drilled in their head, do your job, do your assignment, stick with your guys, have eye discipline, just follow the read you're supposed to follow, and I think Alabama's disciplined enough to do that. Georgia Southern's getting ready for the FBS playoff, so I don't think they're going to try to
get anybody hurt.
Injured. Yeah, so Alabama, of course, getting ready for the Iron Bowl. I think we'll see a good game. I don't think we'll see too many bells and whistles. I think Georgia Southern has seen anything like Eddie Lacy and Trent Richardson, and then if they really want to just be really mean, play Jolson Fowler for the rest of the third and fourth quarter, so with Blake Sims as a little scat back to follow up Jolson Fowler. So I think Alabama's just going to be able to run the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama had over 300 yards against this team with Lacy and Trent each going over 100 and probably getting close to 100 by Fowler and Blake Sims. So I like Alabama big, probably like 49-0, 49-7 type game. And I think Alabama will be in fine shape heading into the Iron Bowl.
Should be fun. Sears, as always, thank you for joining us on this Friday. And a reminder to everybody, as this will be our last show this week. Next week's going to be a short week. We're going to go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we may run a pre-recorded special show on Friday to talk about the Iron Bowl, of course, the tradition here in the state of Alabama. But we will have David Sears on to break down the biggest rivalry in college football next Wednesday, as a lot of less luster on it this year than there was last year, but it's still a big game. So, Sears, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, thank you very much, Mon.
We will be back next week. Everyone, have a good weekend.